Hi Emily, my name's Casey. I'm a vet down at Albany Creek Veterinary Surgery and I've just got a guinea pig with bloat. The owner's consented just for me to try and pass a stomach tube, but I've never done that before. And I was just wondering if you had a vet or a nurse available to maybe give me some advice on how to do that. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Casey? No problem. Yeah, thank you. Hi Vanessa, sorry, I've just got a guinea pig who's coming. She's about 6 years old. I just did an X-ray and it looks like she got pretty bad bloat. And I was just wondering if you could give me some advice on passing a stomach tube. The owner's consented to leave me, but she knows I've never done it before. It's just a bit of a try and see. Oh, you don't need to. Yep. 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 She's 1.5 kilos, yeah, she's definitely chunky. Not that I know of. I think she does have, I think, a very high veg sort of pig mix, like that chopped up chaff diet, and less hay. Her teeth are okay. They're a little bit overgrown, but not enough that we probably need to rush to a dental or anything. But the owner just said that she's sort of for the past day, 2 days, sorry, not been eating anything other than her pellets and the pig mix. She's not been wanting to eat vegetables. And she is breathing up. She's sort of got that more laboured, sort of deep chested breathing. Look it to me, yeah, and they sound clear as well. No. She does also have this like creamy yellow stuff around her poo. Like it almost looks like thrushy, you know, kind of like that cottagey cheese consistency. Covering relatively normal pellets. Some of them were a little bit skinny, but most of them looked okay. I haven't yet, no. Her blood, I didn't see any stones or anything on the x-ray we took. And I was just going to do Cisapride. She's been on Medicam twice a day since July for apparently some sort of chronic respiratory thing. I don't know. She doesn't seem to have anything, but apparently she had an episode a while ago with another pig, and so her owner's just done that. The owner wanted to. No, she doesn't feel hot. I didn't even think she had bloat initially because, like, she was all soft, like, she wasn't hard. And she just was sort of fuller, just like normal guinea pig, like, roundness, you know, didn't seem extreme to me, but, like, she is very gassy all over internally, yeah. Yep, okay. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. I'll have a look at that. And so with the tramadol, the 2 mg per kg, is that just a once-off dose or is that something she can do at home once a day? Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.